Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the third final hour of the day here on the Pat Miller Program. Glad you guys are with us. Let's do this. Let's go to the Newsmaker line. Standing by every Thursday at this time, 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat. Good to be with you.
Two words I learned to hate a long time ago, and I don't like them any better than I did back then. Continuing resolution. We have spent a lot of money and lost a lot sometimes, I think, of who we are as a country because of things that we have given away during a continuing resolution, which basically means we got to do this through a continuing resolution because we couldn't get our act together and do it in a regular act of Congress, correct?
That's right, Pat. A continuing resolution is an admission of failing to do your job. A CR means that you didn't go through the appropriations package, do the hard work of putting together a bill to fund the government, keep the lights on for the next year. And that's what this CR would do. It would extend government funding to keep the lights on until December 3rd. You know, the new fiscal year starts on October 1.
Right.
But the thing that it does on top of that, Pat, is it suspends the debt limit through December 16 of 2022. So think about that for a minute. They want to raise the limits on the credit card so they can immediately max out the credit card again with this reconciliation bill, $3.5 trillion, and then the fake infrastructure deal that's another $1.5 trillion, and then the CR on top of that. You know, right now where we sit as we speak today, $28.8 trillion in national debt in this country. If these Democrats get their way, they're going to add another $17 trillion to that over the next 10 years, and I imagine they'll add even more to that if they get their way. But that gets us closer to, Pat, that gets us closer to $50 trillion if these Democrats get their way of national debt in this country. It's unsustainable.
Well, and the way that it works now, it used to be, we need to do this because we have to do A, B, and C for the country. There's no way we can get there without this. We have to do it. And then it became a debate. Okay, do we believe in A? Do we believe in B? Do we believe in C? Now it's almost like, you need to give us this suspended debt limit. You need to give us the ability to go and do what we need to do here. Well, how are you going to spend the money? Well, we don't know that yet, but that's not really the problem. We need to go ahead and raise the limit. That is the most backwards idea I've ever heard in my whole life.
Pat, the Democrats and their friends in the left-wing media, like over at the Journal-Gazette, Karen Francisco, the really liberal left-wing editorial page editor, they're always howling and saying, oh, well, Republicans raised the national debt too. Republicans raised the spending limits. They're parroting the Democrat talking points. But I want to put this into perspective for your listeners because it's important. Yearly government spending over the last 10 years has averaged $4.1 trillion. That's how much we spend every year. It's way too much anyway, but $4.1 trillion on average over the last 10 years just to fund the government. That funds the military, it funds all the different departments, $4.1 trillion. If the Democrats get their way, they will put us on a path to take that from $4.1 trillion to $7.1 trillion a year over the next 10 years, 73% increase. So I don't want to hear from these left-wing reporters like Karen Francisco and the Journal-Gazette and CNN, MSNBC, about how Republicans raise the national debt too. What these Democrats are trying to do is unprecedented. I mean, they're trying to raise the national debt from almost $30 trillion where we sit today to closer to $50 trillion if they get their way. And that will directly affect my daughter's future and the future of this great country for being able to provide the American dream and an economy that works for your kids and your grandkids. And it's just absolutely shameful that that's what these Democrats are trying to ram through to really not just transform our country, but to turn our country into a socialist country if they get their way. I'm fighting like tooth and nail to stop them from doing it.
Tell me where I'm wrong when I say this. We worried about the Cold War. We worried about Russia and bombs. We worry now about China with bombs and all that they do. But if this idiocy continues, Congressman, and I don't, you know, you and I tease around a lot, but you also know when I'm serious, and I'm just telling you, I'm as serious as a heart attack here. If we keep doing this and mortgaging our future, and we're mortgaging our present now, we keep doing this, China won't have to do anything. We'll implode on our very own.
China is sitting back and watching what's going on in America today, and they're laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, this is what China's design is, to be the hegemonic superpower in the world, to circumvent America, replace America. Right now, China has the largest economy in the world already, but they don't want to just replace us. They don't want America to be a superpower at all, and they want to change our way of life in the process. You think about what's going on with inflation today. We have the worst inflation in over 40 years. You look at this national debt and think about what that will do to our national and security and our financial security as a country. Yeah, they're sitting back and watching crime waves, the opioid epidemic. I mean, and China, by the way, is contributing to that. They're watching what's going on with our border crisis. All of this plays right into their hand. And by the way, Pat, when you have a full and total lack of American leadership in the White House, the rest of the world feels it. They see it. They no longer fear or respect America. They laugh at us. And it's because of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer and their failed leadership. We have to replace them as soon as we possibly can.
Changing topics here for just a minute, although it all molds together by the time we're done. Let's go to the southern border. 2 days ago, we had 14,000 Haitians in Del Rio. 14,000 from Haiti, which, by the way, doesn't border any of the countries in Central or South America. It's an island. And yet somehow those people were encouraged to make their way so that they could get to America. Okay, somebody's telling them something. That being said, okay, that was 2 days ago, 14,000. As of this morning, I see where we have 6,722. Where have they gone?
Well, Pat, don't let this administration get away with lying, because that's exactly what they're doing. We're getting well used to them lying to us every day. They're not flying all these Haitians back to Haiti. They're only flying back single adults that are in the group. And most of this caravan of Haitians that are at the southern border at Del Rio, a place that I was just recently at, they're allowing them to come into our country. And at the same time, the CR that they have on the floor, Pat, grants the administration more leeway to grant refugee status to more people who are coming across the border, a backdoor way to grant and provide amnesty to the Haitians, to the Afghans, and to the tens of thousands of illegal migrants who have come across the border already since Joe Biden became president. It's all by design. You know, I posted this on Twitter a couple of days ago, and again, Karen Francisco, the very left-wing editorial page editor at the very liberal Journal Gazette, attacked me for it, and others did too, Pat. But this is all by design. The Democrats are trying to flood the country with illegal migrants, and then they want to grant them amnesty to make them citizens, so that one day that they will vote, and they want to turn them into Democrat voters. We've had more people flood this country, Pat, since Joe Biden has become president, than we have who live in the 3rd District congressional district.
Yeah,
in our congressional district. I mean, think about that. Put that into perspective. This is all by design by Democrats. They want to flood the country with more Democrat voters, and they want more cheap labor in this country to satisfy the desires and the whims of their wealthy Democrat donor base. That's what they're doing. That's why they're doing it. We have to stop it. This president has completely turned a blind eye to the rule of law at the border. It's intentional on their part. This isn't just in a lot of other cases like Afghanistan. We can argue incompetence. But when it comes to the border, this is intentional. This is by design. This is what they want to happen, and we got to stop it.
As you look down there to the southern border, and again, you were just down there. In fact, Kayla Blakeslee from WoWo was down there at the same time with you, and she got her eyes opened, I'll tell you that. But as you look at what it is that goes on down there now, this sounds like a Republican screaming at a Democrat, but we can't sustain it, Congressman. I mean, even if I wanted to do it, we can't keep doing it. And to say that we can is idiocy. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Eventually you implode. I mean, you may not think you will, but eventually you will. This is like the guy that, you know, he inherited his dad's inheritance and he went out and he blew it all. Sounds like a story, I know. But he went out and he blew it all. And eventually he woke up one day. We're going to get so deep in this, we're not going to be able to wake up.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it too. I mean, these Democrats know without a shadow of a doubt the Republicans are going to win back the majority in the House in the 22 midterm elections. I guarantee you it's going to happen if we keep fighting back and if we keep going out and recruiting all the great candidates we have around the country and doing everything we can to get them elected. I guarantee you we're going to win back the House majority because the American people are fed up with it. But, Pat, this is long-lasting. That what they're doing by flooding the border, what they're doing from the Afghans to the Haitians to the hundreds of thousands that have already come across the border, Pat, it's all by design. It's all by their design that will have a long-lasting effect on this country. And I'm worried about that, too, because that goes beyond the midterm election. This is the Biden legacy that they want to occur in a short period of time to cause this to happen, and it's going to affect our country for a long time to come, if not forever.
Well, Frederica Wilson, who is a congresswoman down from the 24th in Florida, she said, "Well, all of these people going back. Listen, if you want to fix the problem, then let's send money to Haiti" to create jobs for these people. First of all, every problem is fixed with money, but it's not money we have, and it's not money that she'll raise. It's not money that she'll earn. Let's just print more money and send it to Haiti, and then they'll stay there. There are countries in Central America that we have sent billions of dollars to, and they're still trying to break through our southern border. That doesn't fix anything.
Including Haiti. I mean, it's not like we don't already send humanitarian relief to Haiti. We do. We send a lot of money to Haiti. And the reason that the Haitian caravan came to the southern border and came across the border is because you have a president in the White House who's wildly preaching that he'll give welfare plus amnesty. Those promises attract all of these people to come to our country because they're expecting something for free and to be allowed in. And with this administration, that's exactly what they're going to get. So that's why they're there. And if we continue down this path, as this administration is, it's only going to get worse. I mean, the caravan of Haitians that you've already seen, the volume that you've seen come across the border, Pat, it's only going to get worse. Keep in mind, this president's only been in office for 8 months.
I know.
Imagine what the next three years plus is going to look like if they keep it up. It's sickening. It's got to stop. I'm optimistic about the midterm election, but it's all the damage that they're going to do between now and November of 2022 is going to have long-lasting effects in our country for a long time to come.
This is unfair to you. Let me throw something out and give you 2 minutes to try to tell us what to look for this weekend. Breaking the filibuster, I'm seeing two different scenarios where I think they're going to use two different directions of legislation to try to break the filibuster, because once it's broken, it's broken. If we break the filibuster, it's all over.
Yes, and what you have right now is a $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, which was the reconciliation means you don't have to worry about the filibuster; you can pass it with 50 votes. But the Democrats in the House are fighting with each other. By the way, I'm in between votes right now. I'm off the floor right now, but I was just on the floor. You had AOC like literally crying on the floor because she's very upset about some of the things that we're voting on, and she's fighting with none of them are moderates, but she makes a lot of them look like some of them look like moderates, but the more centrist mainstream members of the Democrat Party, they're all fighting with each other over the $3.5 trillion. Reconciliation package. So you have that's not moving forward because AOC is fighting with other Democrats. Then you have the $1.2 trillion fake infrastructure bill that is going to come to a vote on Monday. You have 5 to 10 Republicans who are going to vote for it. But let me tell you, I'm very proud that Steve Scalise came to my Republican Study Committee meeting yesterday and announced that Republican leadership is taking a formal stance against it. Remember, this passed in the Senate with Republicans voting for it. But our Republican leadership in the House, more conservatives, said we're taking a Republican stand against it. So a handful of Republicans might vote for it, but you have 30 or 40 of the progressive Democrats who are going to vote against it because they're not getting their way on the $3.5 trillion bill. I know this gets confusing, but these two bills are really linked in a significant way because of the negotiations and the infighting in the Democrat Party. Then you got the CR, which passed earlier this week, Pat, out of the House. But it needs 60 votes in the Senate, which is what I think you're talking about. They'd have to break the filibuster to move it forward. It includes the debt ceiling suspension But Mitch McConnell says, we're not going to pass it. You guys are going to have to find a way to pass it on your own because you're not negotiating with Republicans and bringing us to the table. If we're going to raise the debt ceiling, we've got to make reforms to spending and rein in the nearly $30 trillion national debt. Democrats aren't willing to do that. So right now they're faced with a situation where they're passing it to the Senate, but they need 60 votes to pass it forward. That's not going to happen unless they break the rules or change the rules, which if we've learned anything, Pat, when Democrats are losing, what do? They cheat or they change the rules or do whatever they can when they're down to get their way. Hopefully that won't be the case over the next couple of weeks.
Or they create a problem that's not legitimate and then blow it to the sky so everybody wants you to buck and give in and do what they want to fix the problem, which wasn't a problem until they started it. So we got all that going on. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the program, about the filibuster and breaking it and the two ways they want to do it. For your time today, Congressman Banks, thank you so very much. And hang in there, my good friend. Keep fighting for us. Will you do it?
Will do. Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Podcasts by Federated Media.